Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It's the big SOPA internet protest day, and there's other draconian bills meant to hack up control of the internet also in the Congress, and we're going to be going over some of those here in the broadcast today. And I would ask callers, when we open the phones up, to give us your view on the future of the internet and free speech as a whole, because the rest of the Bill of Rights and Constitution is under assault, and free speech is under attack in Europe as well. In fact, guys, I forgot to tell you this. Print me a BBC article about Romania. Romanian government says new EU rules go back to Soviet Union. I was listening to BBC last night, BBC Radio, and they were, and it was members of the Romanian parliament and others, it was other governments, saying we can't be part of this new euro expansion. It gets rid of our sovereignty to a central power. It restricts free speech. And they were going over how the euro is a tyranny. Well, that's what Gorbachev is called the euro, but in a good way. He's called it the European Soviet. England has upwards of 80+% of its laws actually made by the unelected bureaucracy. So this is the type of news that we have that we're going to be breaking down. Also, CBS News is reporting, like it's the best thing since sliced bread, New York moves to deploy body scanners on street in search for guns. These are body scanners on street poles that blast through your clothing. And they've got clips of the video up on CBS News. We have our own article written by Kurt Nimmo giving you some background on it. Of course, there's no mention in their article about radiation danger. But it shows the man's gluteus maximus, shows his butt. You can watch other videos of the system they're installing. They're, quote, testing right now. And you can see the frontal genitals. It's just all part of government and the military-industrial complex turning the entire United States and Western world into a giant high-tech nightmare prison and charting through DARPA the development of that system. They act like the internet's just growing on its own and all these developments are just happening and, oh, it's the future and kids in the future will only learn off video games and everyone's going to be hooked in all the time. No, they're engineering the internet to be a matrix insertion system, to where you can't do business or even live if you're not basically just enfolded. And the new Microsoft browser systems are mouse-free, and it follows your eye. For more than a decade, most shopping centers and stores actually have cameras scanning your eye and following it for market data of what you look on, what you linger on. It's being put into databases to control you. I hear talk show hosts just in the last few weeks announcing, look, they're flying over our houses with infrared looking through them. It's incredible. They've been doing that for 25 years. 2 years ago, TSA announced what we already knew was going on from our sources, driving around with vans, blasting your home with high-powered radiation, looking right through your walls. This is the type of craziness that is going on. So, again, I want to open the phones up and break down, what do you see happening in 2012? What do you think of the whole New World Order operation? And what do you think of people really waking up? Reddit, Wikipedia, others just shutting down today to point out the attack on the internet. We are just linking on InfoWars and Prison Planet to Congress and ways to lobby for free speech and a free internet. Because, see, they make you dependent on the web, then they start taking control of it. It's like having the public build roads and then handing them over to private companies. It's a theft going on. And I want to explain Internet 2 and the Trojan horse of control coming up. Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
friends. We're going to be covering a lot of different, incredibly important issues, obviously, here today. A host of issues. The world is really waking up to the fact that governments and select corporations have openly, in the last decade, announced a cocktail of different strategies to basically take over the free internet as we know it and turn it into a glorified cable box that has, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 choices on it that are owned by a handful of companies. And they want to use regulation, taxation, no due process, copyright claims, internet blacklisting, search engine blacklisting, and a lot of other systems and filters to basically start phasing out the free internet that we've known. And the system before a decade ago was arrogant and said the general average person will never compete with, quote, professional corporate dinosaur whore media. But in the last decade, their arrogance began to dissipate a bit, and they said, wow, we're losing market share to the, quote, alternative media. And now, about 2 years ago, different actuaries were put out by different market research firms, that now more people get their news from, quote, alternative media and trust it a lot more than ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, MSNBC, and the rest of them. And what was left of their credibility has pretty much completely dissipated. Channels like MSNBC, their top shows, maybe 500,000 viewers. I mean, it is a complete joke. Fox routinely had 5 million viewers 6, 7, 8 years ago. Now their top shows might have 2.5, 3 million. It's all shrinking and transferring into the internet, transferring into people doing news out of their basement, transferring to kind of a hybrid of shoestring media, you know, growing over time into something, quote, more organized and polished, like what we do here with the daily 3-hour radio / TV show, the nightly news, the documentary films, the news websites, the special news reports, and the rest of it. We are leading the charge in what is seen as the new media, as Rolling Stone magazine, New York Daily News, and many other even establishment dinosaur publications have pointed out. We reach 15 million people conservatively a week, one way or another, and it's growing exponentially. How can the system compete with that? I mean, to reach 15 million people a week, something like the New York Times has to spend, what is it, $300+ million a year. But that's not going on here. We're doing this for a few million dollars a year. So that's why the system has an incentive to try to come in and to try to start curtailing and censoring the web. But they've got other plans. If you go back 10 or 11 years and read the minutes of what's called Internet 2 Consortium meetings that they've had in Austin, Texas yearly, London, Tokyo, Chicago, Toronto. If you go read these meetings, a lot of times the name of the conference will be "The Internet is Dead, Long Live the Death of the Internet." And they announce Internet 2 will be these government, corporate, super, high-res, high-bandwidth systems. And to enter into our system, you will have to sign on as a subcarrier. So it'll be, you know, basically Google / and your website. And then you'll waive all your rights, but then you'll be trusted content. And then the system itself is going to launch hack attacks and denial of service systems and spamming things and viruses to basically shut down what is the old internet. So there'll be this basement wild, wild west system that's crumbling and falling apart. And then you'll have the big gleaming, you know, modern shopping mall version where you have to go through the digital TSA gropers, the virtual gropers, and you'll be retina scanned and face scanned to even be able to get on the internet. That's all being announced. There'll be taxes, regulations, all these special certifications, and the government can delist you from the web, delist your website. There are now cases where Microsoft on record and Yahoo and others to a great extent, Google not as much, they didn't really play ball, helped build the Great Wall, the Great Berlin Wall, the Great Electronic Wall of China, to where their internet basically doesn't work very well and you can't visit most websites, period, just because they've screwed it up. And so it is Microsoft, along with Cisco and others, that are supporting SOPA. They're teamed up with Hollywood and the recording industry. And then you've got Google against SOPA, and you've got thousands of other big technology sites that are against it as well. Obviously, the Drudge Report's against it. We're against it. But you also have the International Property Right Act. You've got international treaties. SOPA is only one torpedo fired directly at our free speech. And it is the details of the bill that prove that. You're always told it's one thing. Like you're told, oh, this is so we can spy on Al-Qaeda. We're going to have the NSA spy on all of you. And then it turns out it's for the general public. Or this whole war on terrorists for Al-Qaeda. Then you get the internal documents. None of it's even about Al-Qaeda. It's all about people that are for property rights, Second Amendment, who are libertarian, who want to have the republic reinstated. Real Americans. We're told, oh, this is for Al-Qaeda, but then you learn it's for U.S. citizens. And the whole thing affects U.S. citizens. The whole program is so you can be disappeared and flown secretly with a black bag over your head to some European country where you're basically interrogated, tortured, killed. And then they just have people like Mitt Romney and Barack Obama get up there and defend it. And what did Mitt Romney say two nights ago in the debate? He said, you can trust me with this power. No, the founder said, don't trust the president with dictator power. Don't let him have that power. And if they try to have that power, it's treason. I mean, we've got a clip up on Infowars.com about SOPA with Lieberman, Senator Lieberman. Same guy pushing and helping write the NDAA, saying, look, we need to be able to shut down parts of the internet or all of it to protect America. We need what the Chinese have. I mean, that is a open, in-your-face quote that we're talking about. In fact, we'll put that article up on screen for folks that are watching us right now at prisonplanet.tv. SOPA protest shut down websites. The Washington Post is reporting it. New York Times protest on web uses shutdown to take on two piracy bills, which are not piracy bills. They're due process takeover systems. SOPA in the PIPA damage the free speech. Today we fight back. That's what Reddit is saying as they basically go dark and just point out what's happening. Here's the big article that you want to get out to everybody. And again, we'll put this up for folks from Infowars.com. We'll actually show people the article of this. The secret behind SOPA. It's the end of the internet as we know it. And it goes on. The secret behind SOPA, the so-called anti-piracy bill. This is an Infowars.com article. Up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to find this and get it out to people, if you want to get this out to people, you can basically go to the site, get it, and email it out to folks so they understand what's really happening. The secret behind SOPA is the so-called anti-piracy bill, which is today the target of an unprecedented backlash with WikiLeaks and other major websites going dark to protest the legislation, has nothing to do with piracy or copyright theft. It's all about the formal effort to mimic communist China's system of internet censorship. But don't take our word for it. Listen to what Joe Lieberman, and you can watch the clip right there, co-sponsor of the PIPA and SOPA sister version in the Senate, said about the purpose of the behind the U.S. government's efforts to control the internet under the guise of cyberspace. Lieberman characterized fears that the U.S. government would use such powers to censor political content as total misinformation. That's how they always do it. They say total misinformation, but then admit it, yet goes on to admit that the purpose behind the agenda to mimic China's ability to disconnect parts of the internet in case of war, adding, we need to do that here too. That's the quote. Of course, Communist China's war is not against foreign terrorists or hackers. It's targeted against people who dare to use the internet to express dissonant voices against government atrocities or corruption. China's system of internet policing is about crushing freedom of speech and has nothing to do with legitimate security concerns, as Lieberman well knows. And again, the big IT companies created by DARPA, created by the CIA, funded, given the big contracts here in the United States and Europe, are the very groups that helped build the great electronic Berlin Wall of China. This is on record. And I told you for years, this is how they would come after the web in the name of copyright. And they're now doing it. When they've got all the other laws that amply deal with that and more. The different takedown notices, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, all of it. Continuing, having largely failed in its bid to use fears over cyber warfare, bearing in mind it was the United States and Israel who launched the Stuxnet attack to achieve the ultimate goal of internet control, Lieberman has returned with the same agenda, only under different guise, the Protect Intellectual Property Act, of which he is a co-sponsor. I'm going to give you the latest on this, then big news with Iran. Iran threatens to torpedo U.S. aircraft carriers, three U.S. warships stationed in waters near Strait of Hormuz. Ron Paul has filed suit against someone. We'll tell you about that. All the leaves are brown. All right, let me do this. I want to get back into how the system intends to try to maintain control over information and how the so-called establishment mainstream media is teamed up with government and has an incentive to go along with this to shut down their competition. The arrogant system thought that it could sell the public and the world on a curtailed, censored, gatekeeper internet under the guise of cybersecurity and copyright. But the world is not buying it. The people are not buying it. And this is just another example of how every time humanity stands up, we are having success. We're having victory. In fact, I have a special report that I shot yesterday with Aaron Dykes that we're going to have ready tomorrow that basically breaks down the fact that humanity is rising, humanity is waking up, and that 2012 is a year when the tyrants are coming out into the open out of a desperate need to try to dominate humanity back into submission. But the fact that on Monday, The Congress people supporting the SOPA bill and other accompanying legislation came out and said, okay, we're going to shelve it for now. Now, that was a possum move, and I said that on Monday. Now they're back saying they're going to try to vote on it on the 24th next week. But it's still a victory that they're having to go from openly promoting it and saying, yeah, it's for your own good, to saying, okay, we're not going to sign it right now. We're not going to try to pass it right now. Remember when they were having trouble with the NDAA and secret arrest of citizens? Obama came out and said, I'll veto that. People were like, oh, well, problem solved. Let him pass it. And I was like, he's going to sign it. He's going to sign it. So you do need to contact the criminals in Congress and let them know that you're aware of the fact that you're aware of their crimes and that they want to start shutting down free speech because they're desperate. But let them know that the genie is out of the bottle, that you're aware of what they've done. But more importantly than any of this lobbying, the Congress critters and the District of Criminals up there in D.C. is to appreciate alternative independent press, whether it's talk radio, internet, whether it's that radio show you listen to locally, or whether it's a national show, or whether it is a website you visit, or whether it's an author. As free speech comes under attack, we either all stand together or we hang separate. And this is an issue, just like the TSA groping and humiliating people, that transcends party lines, ideological affiliation, religion. And it's something that really unifies people on basic issues of freedom. And it is that brotherhood, that sisterhood, that common humanity of us coming together that scares the globalist more than anything. So, learn to flex our muscles. Learn the power we have by voting with our dollars and with boycotts and with blackouts and with demonstrations. But more importantly than all of that, exercise your free speech, or what does the old cliche say? Use your free speech or lose it. Use your muscles or lose it. Use your brain or lose it. All the studies show, chemicals included, but Alzheimer's is accelerated by being lackadaisical, by watching a lot of TV, by being passive, by not challenging yourself, by not doing word puzzles, number puzzles, by not doing new things. The system, while I support internet freedom, and while I want to keep it open and free to the extent it is now, because it's not totally free, as you know, understand, though, the globalist social engineers did design it, and it has backfired on them in some ways. They're not God. They're not in total control. But listen to me carefully. In the Pentagon's own words, in the reports we've broken down, we're going to do more reports on this in the future, they admit it's going to be a surveillance system, worldwide wiretaps, what they called it. That's the WWW, the joke. It's not World Wide Web. It's worldwide wiretap, and it's a web that captures you. When DARPA invented this and the CIA deployed this in the 60s, they always planned on using it, not as an emergency communication system that they told you about. That was the public rollout. But as a system to have NSA capability, not just on faxes, phone calls, and radio transmissions, and UHF, VHF, but to have everything we do in commerce be digital. If you want a cashless society, you've got to have a really flashy roach trap that tricks people into going into it, that everything gets onto, so then you can take control through that of the entire grid. All right, I'm going to give the phone number out when we come back, get into all the really big news on Iran and more, and Ron Paul.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, here's the bottom line. I want to try to make this as just simple as I can. There is a scientific dictatorship of eugenicists who believe they're better than everybody and who have a disdain for humanity. And we live in a organized, planned society to a great extent. The New World Order is the attempt worldwide to force compliance within the confines of that structure. And then by increment to beta test and sell the public on going deeper into it. And what's happening is, as I pointed out on the nightly news last night, we're going into a Praetorian class type system, just like with the Romans, where the gentry class, it was known, did whatever they wanted and told the low-level minions what was going to be done. And everything was about submitting to that authority. And that's what police checkpoints are about. That's what government henpecking everyone is about. That's what all the regulations are about. That's what the police bugging their eyes out at you and the TSA groping you and your wife and your children. It is about, hey, we're in your comfort zone. We're coming to your door and saying, we're here to give your child shots, even though there's not a law, because we feel like it and we got guns. Hey, we're going to raise your property taxes to where you can't pay for your land. We're going to take it. We don't care. Hey, we're going to increase yearly your electricity bill by 80%. It's for the earth. Publicly giving it to big mega banks. Hey, we're going to give General Motors and others a giant bailouts to move to China and Brazil. General Electric is going to move their X-ray division to China. I mean, every day I see articles where Republicans and Democrats vote to fund moving our jobs overseas while telling us all day they want to give us jobs. The United States, you judge a tree by its fruits, has gone from the number one most educated, number one longest lived, number one in patents, number one at the Olympics, number one in every category 60 years ago. Number one, admired the most freedoms, the most private property, the wildest culture, the best literature, everything. America was the gold standard. Now under New World Order control, 60 years later, roughly, we are number one in obesity, number one in cancer, number one in diabetes, number one in heart disease, number one in birth defects. Look this up. Number one in autism. Number one, number one. We are below, and I see the numbers of 60th worldwide, but they're not counting some of the third world countries that are above us. But we are at least number 60 in longevity and health in the United States, from number one to number 60. We are a petri dish. We are being tested on. We are being manipulated. I mean, every day I see government reports coming out admitting the number one cause of polio worldwide, I've got one here today, is the vaccine. In the government, in UN's own report, World Health Organization. I know for a fact the vaccine makers aren't just screwing up with all these vaccines, adding other viruses and other RNA and DNA and microplasms. They're doing it on purpose, and I've got all the documents. I showed them again on the nightly news last night. I mean, I know this crime is being committed. But your average doctor down the street, your average doctor is just compartmentalized and believes whatever the American Medical Association and the American Pediatric Association tells them and the American Psychiatry Association tells them, and they just do whatever they're told. And as their patients have convulsions, or as nurses get paralyzed at the hospital, or as their own child gets damaged, most of them cannot admit to themselves that this is conscious and known. Last night I had a guest on, an investigative reporter, and he pointed out that ABC News reported on this in 2001. Congress released it in 2000. We covered it then, and even had Congressman Dan Burton on at the time. He found out his grandson was brain damaged, 2 years old, talking, healthy, bouncing on his knee, giggling, learning his ABCs, took third round of shots, had a convulsion, and couldn't talk anymore. He subpoenaed the records from the CDC. He found them having meetings years before. One meeting at a Methodist retreat that they rented out, and they were in there going, yeah, it's up several thousand percentage points, massive brain damaging, autoimmune responses. We've got to cover this up or the entire government will fall and we'll lose all credibility. And then in the minutes they say, but I do suggest you tell all your families do not take the shots. I've had state attorneys on. I had the state attorney on from Maryland 5 years ago, when they, you know, ordered, quote, 2,000 to go to the courthouse to be inoculated in public school, they'd, quote, be arrested. And I got him on, and I said, it's a hoax. There's no law. You got to take that shot. And he goes, you ought to be a lawyer. On the radio, he goes, you're right. I don't vaccinate my kids. Like, because you're smart, you should be one of them. Because I know a con job, Then that makes me special. And then I go, hey, look at all these idiots. I'll just lie to them. Because my bosses at the state told me to tell people, you'll be arrested if you don't take the shot. And there on CNN, they showed dogs and police in riot gear and 2,000 youth with their parents. It was like 3,000 plus people total. And crying people saying, my other baby got sick. They're mainly black. My younger baby got sick from a shot. I don't want to do it, but I don't want them to arrest my other babies. And I was just desperately on the air, just wishing I had more affiliates, wishing I could reach more people, just to tell folks, hey, they're lying to you. And then you get the guy on who's on the news, And you say, you're threatening to arrest them for truancy, aren't you? Which, they're truant when you kick them out for not taking the shot, when you have no authority to kick them out for being truant. And he goes, you ought to be a lawyer. You're right, and I don't vaccinate my kids. I'm just doing what the state tells me to do. Oh, so the state tells you to go out and lie to people. You know, go out there and bamboozle them. Go out there and manipulate them through color of law. And again, I know I've got all this SOPA news and all this other world news, but I just veer back to the vaccines because I did that interview yesterday with that mother who they sent the CPS and state police after because she wouldn't vaccinate her child. And then I looked at the comments and the emails on the videos that are on YouTube now and from the nightly news last night, and it's military people all talking, going, yeah, we were tested for this genetic disorder, my wife and I, and they say it's impossible for our son to have it, but he has it. And it turns out that about 20 people just in my unit now have children with this. They made all the pregnant women, too, even if you were pregnant in the military, take the H1N1, which before 3 years ago, they never told pregnant women take any shot. But instead of, see, they're testing. Can they say, pregnant women, it's most important for you to take it, when the insert says pregnant women don't take it? See, it's all an exercise in craziness. Hey, let's see if they'll go through body scanners and let us stick our hands down their pants. First, for a year, we'll rub them on the outside. Then after that, we'll start going in the waistband. And then we'll start going in the pants and into the body with dirty gloves. Let's do it with Miss USA. They know what they're doing. It's dog training. It's absolutely breaking your will where you'll do whatever they want. So when they take your pension fund, take your bank account, devalue the dollar, jack up your water and power prices, you will just sit there feeling powerless and let them do it. Because the criminals have figured out they've already gone a million miles and they know you're pushing back, so if they can warp 10 million ahead, it won't matter if we push back 10 million miles. They're still got a million miles on us. So they're just bum rushing, psychological warfare, exercising all this tyranny upon us to just try to totally overwhelm us and send us into catatonic learned helplessness. It's all right out of their psychological warfare manuals. But if you're conscious to this, you can turn it around. But we face a devastating situation in our society. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to the other news and your calls. America is now the beta testing ground, along with England, and then it's rolled into Europe and the rest of it. You take California, where 4 months ago, the governor signed a bill that they give your children inoculations without even telling you that they did it. But they get around the forced inoculation bit saying your 11 or 12-year-old gave them permission. They sit them in a brainwashing class, show them scary videos of people dying from papillomavirus that kills about 3,000 a year. The vaccine in the insert says it doesn't even protect you from it and actually causes problems. But they, you know, they don't tell the kids that. And they say, it's your right to have an abortion in the class. It's your right to go on Ritalin or Prozac. And we have school nurses that can get you with a government psychologist. This is on record. And it's your right to take these shots. And when they had the lady from the state on CNN, I played the clip yesterday. What did she say? She said, hey, your kids are using drugs, your kids are having sex, your kids are having abortions without you knowing, so we're going to give them shots without you knowing. That's just as outrageous as saying we're going to stick our hands down your pants. And she said it with a straight face. And even the CNN talking head said, excuse me? Even the host broke their matrix conditioning for a minute and snapped out of it and went, because obviously that person's a parent. I didn't look it up. I can tell the woman is. Middle-aged woman, reporter, anchor. She says, excuse me? The parents don't, you're saying it's crazy that they be told? And she's like, what? You mean the government's gonna stick their hands down my pants and put me in a microwave oven? You mean the TSA setting up checkpoints on the highway? You see, you've got to to really let it sink in and just wake up to how crazy it is. I'm not the crazy guy on the radio, as the corporate media calls me, because I cover real news and get freaked out about real issues. And don't cover fluff and mindless garbage. I'm a normal person who the mind control doesn't work on. The only way it works on me is making me frustrated and angry. Because once you're awake and once you've studied it, it's everywhere. I was talking to my wife last night because I was sitting, I got home about 8 o'clock. She was about to, we're about to go read stories, put the kids to bed, and there was some dinner leftovers there, and I was sitting there at the kitchen table eating, and I was watching on the iPad the nightly news that was just re-airing, because I taped it last night. It had aired from 7 to 8, and it was restreaming. And she heard the interview with the investigative journalist, about all these brain-damaged children and how he woke up because of his son, getting 9 shots in one day because they demanded it, and how he went from talking and giggling and laughing to, just not even talking and explosive diarrhea for 4 years. They wouldn't tell him why it was happening, and then he discovered ways to reverse it. And she looked at my children who were all sitting around. They were listening to it, and she said, "See, that's why you're not vaccinated. But we've had to say no to the nurses and people that pressure us. That's why you're hardly ever sick, and that's why you're so healthy, and it's why, you're doing so well." And she looked at me and she said, "You haven't watched television in years other than movies you watch." But she said, "I don't watch any of the drama shows anymore, because like I told you about 3 years ago, all of them, all of the women's shows, sitcoms, medical shows, CSI, she said, almost every episode, there's a child molester or a child murderer or a terrorist who also doesn't vaccinate their children. And she said, "My God, I just think about all these innocent people who are watching entertainment, not realizing it's brainwashing." I mean, think of how creepy it is that they're saying it's the law, you've got to take vaccines. And they are lying to people and saying it is, and saying, "We'll shoot you up without consent." And doctors are calling the police on people. And the TV shows are saying you've got to be vaccinated, and the movies and just everything. And you've got these adults, these doctors. I know a doctor here in town who's pro-vaccine and writes articles for the paper and everything. Known the doctor for years. And when I do run into her occasionally, she's friends of the family. It's just disdain, because I don't believe that I should take hundreds of shots, and that I even question anything. And if you bring up to these people, "Well, look at all the nurses getting paralyzed and doctors getting sick from the shots. I mean, I can show you reports." I don't want to see them. And when you talk to these people that push this stuff, they never have friends. They get home at 6 or 7 and they turn on their favorite show, and their friend is the simulated hospital show with the queen bee women running everything, taking people's kids on the show and forcing vaccines on people. And that's that government-produced mind control is their family and is their world. And they take this synthetic, piped-in propaganda, and they go out and then take it to us in the real world, simulating it on us. They're in trances. Their brainwaves are right at, this is now coming out, right at sleep level. The general public is literally a zombie. They are in a trance. And these sitcoms and dramas all attack Ron Paul with subliminals and other things. And so you wonder why the general public can't wake up. You're either awake or you aren't, because they're on fluoride. They're on all these other chemicals. There's bisphenol A, estrogen mimickers. It's in everything. They're watching TV an average of 4.5 hours a day. The youth are basically already in the matrix, doing nothing but playing video games and acting trendy. They don't even have real personalities now. The language is shrinking to where now the average youth, even if they make decent grades, cannot really talk, or they talk in shorthand. Best friend ever, K, jibble dribble. They're reducing the language. Everyone's plugged in. It's totally insane. The men are watching sports. The cancer rates are exploding. The curse of the New World Order is upon us. And again, They expected parents as the carnage and the brain damage and the death accelerated. They expected parents to get angry. And they're wargaming right now how to deal with it, how to spin it. And so now that record numbers aren't taking vaccines, you see the signs, the billboards, the people pressuring you at Walgreens and CVS to get your shot, the brainwashing, the PSAs, all the scaremongering. It's all an attempt, as you watch people dying and getting neurological disorders all around you, as you watch America turn into this diseased, cursed system. They're trying to manage the eugenics operation. Okay, I'm going to get into Ron Paul filing suit on somebody. SOPA, the Iran situation, straight ahead. All right, I haven't even gotten into most of the news. We told you this was coming because Homeland Security said they would do it. But the body scanners, naked body scanners mounted on power poles that blast you with high-powered radiation, are going in New York and other areas. They're getting mobile vans, mobile trucks. Checkpoints are now popping up everywhere. And again, on the local newscast, you pull up because you see the video, and the state police are told, be crazed. They're rock-ready Marine Corps stance. They got their Marine Corps hats on. You know, their drill sergeant hats. They're bugging their eyes out. We're out here on the highway pulling over families in station wagons. Meanwhile, the Mexican mafia is taking over. The border's totally imploded. The government's caught shipping in narcotics with both hands. But there's just this about the public being bad. Because the system knows as they bring in all this evil, the public's going to start saying no. And so they want you to pull up at the checkpoint and get uppity with them. Because that's terrorism. You don't like us pulling you out of your car and putting you in a radiation baster? You don't like our hands in your pants? We're here at your house because an overflight show that you've got heat signatures. Well, you've got some cucumbers you're growing. $10,000 fine for us having to come out here without a warrant. They're like, but isn't what you're doing wrong? Shut up. Give me your cell phone. I'm downloading the contents without a warrant. All over the country, cops pull you over now. Just grab your cell phone and just start downloading it. And then just injecting everyone with cancer, viruses, mass death everywhere, total disease, whole society falling apart, just degeneracy running rampant, giant wars they're gearing up for. Bain Capital that funds Obama. And Mitt Romney is now one of the other heads of Bain Capital, one of the top deputies of Mitt Romney. He's now one of the top deputies of Obama. It's a total fixed scam. I've got all these clips of Mitt Romney worshiping abortion, and all these conservatives are dancing around saying it's of the Lord. Chop them up, chop them up. I mean, it's just so pathetic how sickening mainline Republicans are. They make me want to throw up. Yes, I'm ranting because I'm sick of it. I mean, look at this headline. Iran threatens to torpedo U.S. aircraft carriers. Three U.S. warships stationed in waters in the Strait of Hormuz. A senior Iranian military commander has warned that Iran has the ability to sink U.S. aircraft carriers in the Persian Gulf using detection-evading submarines that can fire torpedoes. And it goes on with the rear admiral threatening. This is getting crazy. The Drudge Report linked to Bev Harris's article at blackboxvoting.org. Foreign company buys U.S. election results reporting firm. I know we reported that on Monday, but it's still important. And that's why Drudge is important, because this is reaching a lot more people than Infowars.com. So that's good news there. Continuing, Janet Napolitano gives top secret security clearance to Muslim Brotherhood. Of course, Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, works for the banks that run America. The underwear bomber, Al-Qaeda, bin Laden, Amir al-Awlaki, all of them. All of them, period. End of story. Since I mentioned this, I'll get to it, because it just shows Ron Paul's fighting back. And it's a good way to force the mainstream corporate whore media to tell the truth. Bloomberg Businessweek reports Ron Paul presidential campaign sues anti-Huntsman video makers, who later bragged that they did it to help Huntsman. The video was called China John, implying that Ron Paul doesn't like Asians. And then that's good. You know, when somebody creates something and attributes it to you, they need to get sued. So good job to Ron Paul. And, the corporate dinosaur media needs to retract it as well. It's one thing if somebody makes a mistake. Everybody does that. But when it's malicious and on purpose, it's a serious issue. Now, I've got more on the SOPA bill and the big protest nationwide against the attempt to take over the internet. I want to take your calls. I've got the big TSA naked body scanner news coming to a street corner near you. And if you don't like being put in a microwave baster, they're going to have to crack you on the head. They're already doing it. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. I've kind of cooled my jets a bit with ranting and covering news. I want to take your phone calls for the next 30 minutes and intersperse with important news before Dr. Russell Blaylock joins us to give us the latest on the scourge of fluoride in the water, viruses in the vaccines, and a lot more. He's going to be joining us. And then we're going to have open phones again in the third hour today. But I'd like to hear your breakdown of what you think of the attempts to censor the web, the attempts to launch all these new wars, naked body scanners coming to street corners near you with just crazy goons to violate your Fourth Amendment. This is about internal checkpoints for grabbing citizens on list and putting you in the back of paddy wagons. Once this total martial law comes in, if we're unable to turn this around, the most dangerous job is going to be one of these idiots running checkpoints. But the globalists don't care. They'll sit in their armored fortresses while you chicken necks go out there and face down the American people. I hope your servitude to evil's worth it. I hope you enjoy it, too. Really do. The toll-free number to join us today is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air today. The websites, again, are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I don't know how else I'm supposed to say it. You better use the free internet or lose it. You better use InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or lose it. You think the system likes the fact that InfoWars.com dwarfs MSNBC.com and RushLimbaugh.com combined and Glenn Beck's websites? I mean, you think the system likes that? You think they like it that the Drudge Report drives more traffic than the New York Times, Twitter, and Facebook combined? No, the system can't stand it. They can't stand the fact that we're the big media now. We're the big dog on the block. Move over, little dog, because the big dog's coming in. In fact, I want to come back from break, if we can, with Hank Williams, the original. Hank Williams, the first. With the move over, little dog. Fat dogs coming in. And, I mean, go ahead, stage nuclear attacks, launch war with Iran, launch cyber attacks on the internet. The truth of your criminality is already out there. You think because you start shutting the internet down that you're going to be able to get the people to acquiesce to your criminal takeover? You're exposed. You're done. And your program to fully implode the economy is what's going to fully hang your hind end politically. Because you've designed this implosion to get total control. Instead, you're imploding everything, but your takeover counted on imploding everything, but the public not knowing that the global megabank Ponzi scheme operators were behind it. But now you're imploding everything, but everybody knows it's you. That is the thinkers that aren't in total comas. The actual thinking, working, intelligent people. We've got the thinkers. You've got an army of zombies and control freaks. And you're bringing everything down, and those of us that said you were going to do it have the credibility because we had a long jump on you, because we didn't mind being laughed at. And now you're imploding everything, but you don't get to pose as the savior this time. Everybody knows you're the author of it on purpose. So good luck with that one. And the last thing I want is a shooting war in this country, but 3 million guns sold in December, 1.5 plus million background checks, and that's just in the track guns. Average gun sale 2.1, that's 3.2 mil guns sold. 3.2 million guns sold in December. And they had surveys we covered a few weeks ago. Why are you buying guns? Number one, I don't trust the government. Number two, economic collapse, civil unrest. So people always say, call Congress and beg them for stuff. I just call them and let them know, we know you're criminals, we know you're scum, we know you're filth, we know you're terrorist. Okay, I mean, call them up. I mean, they believe me, they're arming to the teeth because they know you're awake to them.
This is Communications Radio Network.
Baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more, so get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in.
Okay, we are now into hour number two. A lot of stuff going on. A admiral in Iran has threatened to torpedo U.S. aircraft carriers, a giant escalation. The Russians have been making threats, the Chinese. All of this is going on. Janet Napolitano has given top security clearance to the Muslim Brotherhood, who basically works for the globalist. We've got those reports. Obviously, we have national protests going on right now by big internet outfits like WikiLeaks and Reddit. And our top stories at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are all dealing with the internet kill switch censorship bills. They've got three different versions in Congress. They played possum earlier this week and said, okay, we'll change the bills. But that's only to try to stunt opposition, but they are starting to buckle to the pressure. Now, I want to hit a few other news articles before I go to your calls ahead of Dr. Russell Blaylock joining us with some key health news information, retired brain surgeon, neurologist, breaking down the dangers of all these new vaccines they've got out and this attempt all over the country to inject children in public schools without parental consent. It's now going on illegally nationwide. California actually passed a law to do it, but a law that is unconstitutional is still illegal as well, Marbury versus Madison, but we are certainly not in Kansas anymore, and it's going to get crazier from this point on out. And I want to break down later, after Dr. Blaylock leaves us in the next hour, the architecture of this New World Order from the internet angle. You see, government is threatened at one level by the internet because it's destroying their credibility. But the big hitters that were actually created by DARPA and CIA funding like Google, they're saying don't censor it. But not because they're against overt censorship, but because this is ham-fisted by Congress and will screw up the infrastructure itself. When Google, and the heads of Google obviously attend Bilderberg, understand, let the web grow some more where everything's dependent on it so they can track and trace everything and then start to put filters on it slowly to consolidate the power. Google just thinks they're trying to lower the drawbridge on freedom a little too early. And I'm going to be breaking that down coming up in the next hour. But I do want to go to Rob, Greg, Ed, Michelle, Nate, and others. But first, let me get to the TSA news that I have. If you go to Infowars.com, we have a plethora of articles that we've done breaking this down in the past that are linked to. In Kurt Nimmo's article, New York moves to deploy body scanners on the street in search for guns. And then it has links to the latest announcements. The point is, this has been going on a long time. It's a violation of your privacy. It's a violation of the 10th Amendment because the feds are involved. And it also exposes you to radiation risk. But here's the article. NYPD Commissioner Ryan Kelly told CBS News in New York his department is looking to deploy terahertz imaging detection scanners on the street in the war on illegal guns. Now, remember, whenever they say they're looking at it, that's like the head of the Office of Science, the White House science czar. His first speech 3.5 years ago was to say, hey, guess what? We've already been testing for decades terraforming or geoengineering the atmosphere with aluminum dioxide, barium salt, or chemtrails. Guess what? That's all real. But we're going to keep the details classified. But so far, it's been a test. And that's what they're saying. When you watch the CBS News piece that we're linked to in our Infowars.com article, they admit they've already got the systems up and are testing them. They're already in the city of New York with Homeland Security money. And, 4 years ago, Homeland Security bought these giant mobile 18-wheelers that they're now setting up on highway checkpoints. It's now happening. And they just have you walk through them and naked body scan you. And that's not enough. They randomly ask you questions to see if you're a terrorist with some quack brain-reading machine that picks up facial expressions, and they get these minimum-wage employees and have them read a book and take a 6-hour class on facial expressions. And I had one of these idiots at the Austin TSA a few months ago come over and go, you're a troublemaker, Alex Jones. And I thought it was a joke. It was so pathetic and worm-like. I started laughing at the guy. I thought it was a joke. And he goes, no, you are a troublemaker. Where are you going? What you doing? And I just answered his question to be amiable. I wasn't in the mode of, you know, hey, none of your business, idiot. And then he was like trying to act like I was doing something and looking at me. And I go, oh, you're doing your behavioral thing. You're God now, huh? Statistically, you're getting cancer from the scanners. Statistically, you guys have incredible high crime rates of robbing, raping, stealing from people. Don't sit there on your goody two-shoes throne where you, the government, are good and I'm bad. That's what it's all about. It's about this crook government teaching us we have to learn to them and put up with all their garbage and suck their boots whenever they say, and as they suck off on us with their taxes and all their regulations and all their bugging their eyes out at us, and cops strutting around everywhere trying to intimidate the public. This isn't what a free country looks like. It's what a rat-infested third world cesspit looks like. You guys aren't protecting America. You're helping deep six it for the traitor bankers that have taken over this country. And I'm sick of you, and I want you out. Man, I'm getting angry. And in case you think I'm joking, here's the CBS New York minion as we analyze this propaganda up there telling you it's secret and you don't know. And he's kind of getting off on it, the body language. Like, ooh, he's part of the system. And ooh, it's so good to bootlick and be all part of it. Like, if you just join it, if you just have a good little attitude about it, you're on the winning team. I mean, you know you want to be on the winning team. Oh, look how America's winning under globalism. It's falling apart. Oh, Al Gore said NAFTA and GATT were going to be great in 94. Oh, yeah, and he invented the internet, too. And he lays gold golden eggs under your Christmas tree. He's a Christmas Easter bunny. I mean, it's all a bunch of slime. Here is the teleprompter reader, and the controllers load in. Act happy and satisfied. They have little cues for them, and the best news readers are the ones that, in a dog-like way, follow all the orders of their controllers. And then they can nationally write the script and have all the little regurgitators, their trained vomit heads, vomit. You know, the big New World Order mama bird vomits the lies in their mouth, and then they vomit them back on us. And then when you're around the water cooler or whatever, the local chicken neck vomits it back on you because they're real smart. Because they repeat what the sitcom or drama or news show told them. It's real great to have radiation beams shooting up and down the street, and it shows images of naked people walking around the street, because that's what a free country does. With telescreens everywhere saying, don't trust your neighbors in the Walmarts and other places. I mean, okay, here it is. Here's the clip.
could soon be getting a virtual pat-down as you walk down the street and not even know about it. NYPD is testing new technology that would secretly scan pedestrians for weapons. CBS2's Hazel Sanchez shows us why privacy advocates say this crosses the line.
Oh, it crosses the line. No, let's stop right there. They crossed the line a long time ago. They crossed the line in 1913 letting a private bank take our country over. I'm going to go out to break and come back with your calls. I meant to go to them earlier. You know, this isn't a radio show, folks. It's not an act. It's not some talk show host with a big bloated ego. I know I'm in a scientific matrix grid in the early phases of being inserted into an extermination system. I've got all their documents, all their statements. I'm watching them carry it out right on time. I know I'm 100% right. I wish I wasn't right. I want to turn this around before it's too late. We won't have time to play it all, but this compares Mitt Romney to Hitler, a similar statement. I'll have to get to it later. We're not going to have time now to get to it. Let's just go to a call as we go to break here. Robin, North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Oh, I'm around a bunch of zombies. I don't know.
I appreciate you taking my call. I want to say keep up the laughter because I think in all the insanity, it actually helps listeners get through some of this crap that we're seeing. So,
is it crazy in Dallas that they went in the pants and in the underwear of Miss USA and actually went into her body? I mean, isn't that freedom? I mean, should the national flag be someone being strip searched?
I tell you, I'm not flying anymore. Ever since the TSA,
they don't care. They got control freak pervs who couldn't get a job at McDonald's who are just going to pull you over, and they're going to get their hands on your wife and children. This is about pervert submission and about child pedophile training by the pot-bellied demons and little blue monkey outfits.
but anyway,
that's what the TSA is. It's like the Wicked Witch in Wizard of Oz, the flying demons. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I had a few things, obviously.
Well, stay there. I'll just come back to you, Rob. Holy mackerel, excuse me. Oh, boy, I am really getting angry right now. Oh, my goodness. I am trying to I can't take the insanity anymore. I mean, it is crazy. Cop pulls you over and wants to search your car for drugs. Hey, cop, your boss has shipped the stinking stuff in, and you know it. We just need to stop being comfortable with all this. I mean, they're federalizing everything. They're saying they can secretly arrest you and have you disappear. They're saying they want to openly shut down the internet and shut down websites with no due process. They've stolen tens of trillions of taxpayer money. Mega banks that are Ponzi scheme criminals run the society. And they're all a bunch of eugenicists talking about how we deserve to live like slaves because there's too many of us. And I hear idiots who are having their standard of living destroyed saying, well, there are too many of us. There's so many people that fantasize that they're with the power structure because they just decide to go along with it. That's like if you got dropped off in the middle of the African savannah and ran up to some lions and said, eat me, as if you were happy to be eaten, that made you somehow, you know, with the lions. Let's go back to Rob in North Carolina. Rob, go ahead and make your point.
Oh, thanks again. There's a few things on my radar. I'd like to say that I moved from Michigan down to North Carolina this year, and there's definitely a huge difference as far as the number of people that talk about what's going on and are awake to what's going on, and thank God I kind of followed my dream, and we moved down here, and this is the place where I need to be, because I'm telling you, there's definitely pockets of this country that are definitely more awake than others, and I hope, I'm kind of, slowly passing along everything that I'm learning to the people that are at least, open to listening to it. because there's a lot of people that don't really, they don't want their heads in the dirt, you know. So, but
you're saying that you're finding more people awake in North Carolina than you found in Michigan.
Oh, I'm telling you, my friends up in Michigan, they pretty much disown me. And down here, and we didn't move because...
So when you talk about the Bill of Rights and Constitution, that's evil in America. Yeah, we're the bad guys.
No, I talked about 9/11 because, you know, I remember that day when Building 7 came down. I was eating dinner. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, I've got police on tape saying, get back. They're going to blow it up. And I talked to the deputy head of emergency management. He said, yeah, they blew it up. And so they killed him a few weeks later. I mean, yeah. I even interview people. Hey, you're the deputy head. Yeah, they blew it up. Oh, they killed him. Oh, no big deal. I've had quite a few guests they killed. The D.C. madam. I told her on air. I said, they're probably going to kill you. A month later, dead. I murdered her. The New World Order is really nice people, though. Everything's fine, yeah. Mm. I'm supposed to just ignore all the news feeds of cops saying, get back, they're blowing up the building. Yeah, I'm just supposed to ignore that, yeah.
Yeah. It's coming down, run away.
And then I talked to the actual cops who were on the video in New York. I ended up going to New York and meeting them. Meeting the cops who were on video, on TV. They're like, yeah, there was a countdown, and the feds told us they weren't supposed to tell us there was a countdown, but for our safety, they nicely told us they were going to blow it up, get back. I mean, I'm talking to cops who saw it. They blew it up. They said on the news they blew it up. National news said they blew it up. And I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, well, you know, buildings fall down like that. It's, you know, physics is different in New York, okay? So let's get real. That's the way it is in New York. Buildings fall down.
And two passports were found in the rubble that day. And if you believe that, I mean, this is, those passports are made of stuff tougher than Thor's hammer. Than the devil's derriere. I mean, these are the hardest things on the planet. I mean, that's reasonable that the plane flew in. And that out of their jackets, they exploded in the flame through the building, down to the ground with the collapse of the buildings and the 5 feet of dust and all the bedlam, and were found that day. That's totally reasonable, sir. And if you don't believe it, you're crazy.
That's like a needle in a haystack. You know, it's an easy thing to do.
Oh, go, hey. Sir, come on. The government loves you.
Hey, there's two people that I've kind of heard, and you know, I've been listening to your show quite a while. I read her book, Dr. Judy Wood. She actually discusses energy-filled weapons that she theorizes that were used on 9/11. And, for a long time, I thought it was nanothermite that brought the buildings down.
Well, let me just be clear, because I'm going to break, and then I'll come back with other calls and Dr. Blaylock. I have never criticized preemptively people that get into speculative theories about 9/11, and not even so much her, but others out of the gates attacked me and said, you know, 5 years ago, you won't cover this. And so, I mean, automatically it's like convert to this idea. I just go with 9/11, what I can prove. The hijackers, according to even mainstream media, were trained at U.S. bases and were protected by the CIA and Mossad. Now, that's a fact. And there's all these other facts. I stick to what I can prove that proves the official story is a fairy tale.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming at you
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, here's the deal. I will get to Greg, Ed, Michael, Nate, and everybody else that's holding as soon as we start the third hour. Then I'll get back into all the other news I haven't covered yet and how the system plans to censor the internet and basically consolidate it into something that is unrecognizable. If you go to Infowars.com right now, at the very top of the page, we have a banner that says Stop the SOPA, Stop the PIPA, all of these admitted internet kill switch type systems. And it says, join the fight, click here now, a big activist page with copies of the legislation and all the facts. And if you also go to the front page of Infowars.com, it's not just at the top right-hand corner, but it's also there in the featured news section. SOPA, PIPA battle rages. Tell Congress we will not accept censorship. SOPA co-sponsors defect, backtrack after blackout. Steve Watson has an article. Iran threatens to torpedo U.S. aircraft carriers. That is on the official Iranian news sites. That's a really crazy escalation. TSA is not planning to test employees for radiation. They said they were. Now they've backtracked. New York moves to deploy body scanners on street and search for guns. And a key article by Paul Watson, The Secret Behind SOPA, where the globalists admit it's about censorship. That's just some of what's up at Infowars.com right now. Now, popping in via video Skype for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and audio for radio listeners is Dr. Russell Blaylock. He is a retired board-certified neurosurgeon author. He's a former clinical assistant professor of neurology at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. He is the author of numerous books and numerous scientific articles, including Excitotoxins in 94, that's now gone to the mainline literature, on NutraSweet and a lot more, 2002 on natural strategies for cancer patients, 2003, and writes a monthly newsletter, the Blaylock Wellness Report. Blaylock has done an amazing job over the years exposing the H1N1 shot, all of it. And he joins us here today to get into California saying we're going to shoot your kids up with Gardasil without even telling the parents. That's now law. But you can't really legalize tyranny. You can't have a law saying black people are slaves. I don't care if you have a law. The law is bull. But also, we had an article on Infowars.com that he wants to correct. It's fluoride linked to number one cause of death in new research. And in his analysis, he says, yes, in his email to us, yes, it is connected to the plaques, but not in the way you're saying. So he's going to flesh that out, and we'll have an update added to one of our great authors' research on that front as well. But I've had a lot of scientists on who talk about it, you know, related to calcification, also in the joints, not just the arteries. But I'm not a medical doctor or a brain surgeon, so we'll get that from Dr. Blaylock here in a moment. Dr. Blaylock, we've seen record numbers not taking the shots. It came out that the H1N1 did cause Guillain-Barré, something you predicted. It did come out that they knew this. It did come out that in the Canadian government studies, as you know, in university studies, that it reduced your normal autoimmune response to regular flu by half. I mean, there's really an awakening happening right now. So they're coming down with both feet on us. They've got CDC programs, as you know, calling people's homes, sending letters, local funded health departments by the feds are going door to door now saying, we're here to give your child a shot. Just total color of law hoaxing. Is this desperation or what's behind it? And what's the basics on these vaccines, sir?
Well, it is desperation. And the problem they have now is a lot of good, hard science is coming out showing that these vaccines are not safe. Particularly due to the adjuvant aluminum compound. There's a group out of Vancouver. I'm friends with these researchers, and they've written several articles that are very powerful showing that this is not safe. There's also immunologists that work with autoimmune diseases that are showing that a number of autoimmune diseases are being related to these vaccines. Narcolepsy was occurring in these small children. In Australia, they blocked the vaccine because of the onset of this narcolepsy in these small children in Norway. This is devastating neurological damage, and we have a very good mechanism to explain this. I've written several articles in peer-reviewed journals in which I explain how this mechanism works and why the vaccines is doing this. Well, they can no longer completely ignore this because it's in the prestigious journals now, and that terrifies them. So I've never seen such promotion of vaccines as occurred after this H1N1. You would have thought, after all the material that I gave you showing that even the CDC knew it and the World Health Organization knew it, that they were caught in their lies, and the damage that was done to millions of people worldwide, you think they would have backed off this push for vaccines, but no, they doubled their effort, which is terrifying because it's destroying the lives of tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, of children and adults worldwide. So it's a severe act of desperation. They're going to churches. Mm-hmm. They're going to pharmacies. Everywhere I go in a pharmacy, there's just signs everywhere. Now, this year we had, I looked on the CDC site, zero deaths, no deaths from flu. Yet they were pushing it as if the streets were littered with dead bodies from the flu.
And yet, sir, I see articles even in mainstream news every day about this company fined for 15 babies dying in illegal vaccine test. This nurse died 1 hour after flu shot. I mean, I talk to people. I have a guy who works here whose wife's an RN. She knows a nurse in a wheelchair, a young nurse from it, 3 years later from the shot they made her take or they threatened to fire her. I mean, this is a scourge. But then I'm seeing some doctors and nurses now going public, at, you know, thanks to you and others' work, and as you said, peer-reviewed journals coming out and confirming your pioneering research and others. But on the other side, I'm seeing other doctors, including doctors I know personally through family connections and things, who are becoming almost like jihadis, or I guess the term could be they're on some type of crusade, wild-eyed, saying arrest people that don't take it. There's never been a problem from vaccines. They're totally perfect. So those that have been out there pushing it forever at the low level, they're not going to admit they were wrong. So it's almost like people who've been involved in abortion will never admit it's wrong, most of them, because they don't want to admit what they've done. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, the people that are coming out with these shrill replies about the safety, when you pin them down, I mean, when they are going to debate me, none of them will debate me or any of the other people who question the safety, you find out they know absolutely nothing about neurological injury. They know absolutely nothing about the immune response in the brain from vaccination. For instance, Dr. Paul Offit, who is their leading cheerleader, he admitted on videotape that he didn't know anything about neurology, and he couldn't imagine what mechanism could connect vaccines to seizures and other neurological injuries. I've written extensively about it. I've had at least 10 articles written demonstrating how systemic immune overstimulation produces brain damage and malformed brains in children.
But, sir, I'm not a brain surgeon neurologist like you are. I just know that I've talked to literally thousands of parents over the years, and I've seen the medical reports that you take the 18-month-old in for the third round of shots. A lot of times they have a convulsion right there in the clinic or right there in the car or that night, and Billy never talks again. He wakes up like a six-month-old baby when the day before he was running around reading his ABCs and catching the football. I mean, it's pretty obvious. I mean, I'm not a rocket scientist, but if I watch a truck run over somebody and they've got broken legs, I don't think, well, they just broke their legs magically. The truck ran them over.
Well, if this was anything other than vaccines, you would see an immediate banning of this overnight. I remember back when little premature children, babies were being born, and a lot of them were ending up blind, and they didn't know why. Then some intrepid investigator discovered, well, when you use 100% oxygen in these little cribs and these preemies, it destroys the eyes. Well, they didn't deny it and wait and see if they could prove it absolutely. They changed the oxygen percentage and blindness disappeared.
The blindness disappeared again. What was the drug in the 50s that caused the hundreds of thousands of the babies that had the short arms and legs from the, it was a tranquilizer women were taking while pregnant. They told them it was okay.
Yeah, it was thalidomide. And thalidomide was a very safe tranquilizer for adults, but it produces gross, terrible malformations in these small babies. Well, they didn't wait 1 second to ban thalidomide. And then they didn't launch this attack on anyone who made a connection between thalidomide and these malformations. They immediately banned thalidomide and the malformation stopped. Well, the government, for instance, they know a lot of this, and that's why they refuse, absolutely. And I have a friend who's an epidemiologist who applied for a $1 million grant to compare unvaccinated children in the Amish community with vaccinated children, their whole health parameters. Very good design study. They refused to fund it. They've never given any funding for any study that will compare vaccinated and unvaccinated children in terms of their total health, because they know what it's going to show. It's going to show the unvaccinated children are infinitely healthier. And there is good scientific evidence in a mechanism by which this over-vaccination that we're doing now in the world, the United States is worse than any country in the world, can destroy the immune system, making these children more susceptible to infections. They're going to have a higher death rate from minor infections. And they know that, and that fuels the panic for more vaccines. We have college students are told, you have to get all the childhood vaccines again. Now, you're thinking, all of us went through college, a university, and we didn't have any problem with meningitis and all these other things they're talking about today. I don't remember a single student ever dying. But now, suddenly, it's such an emergency, we have to make sure every college student is vaccinated. Well, I have treated college students who were just destroyed. One was a very brilliant young lady, daughter of a friend of mine, who took these vaccines, and she was just devastated neurologically and physically. We did some things and brought her through it. But it there's no question it was due to the vaccine. Her father's a physician.
Dr. Blaylock joining us right now. Why, from studying this for decades, what is the strategy of the big pharma? Because obviously, as they damage more and more people, the tide is turning against them. Is it short-term profit? I know we've talked about eugenics, population reduction. Are they just trying to set the precedent where they can get away with whatever they want, whenever they want? I mean, what is the method of this madness?
Well, if you look at it, a very close parallel to what we're seeing now was the eugenics movement in the 20s and 30s up to the 50s. They told us the same thing. This is for public health. Unless we get rid of these bad gene pools, we're going to ruin society and all of us are going to pay. It is an emergency public health issue that we round up these people, forcibly sterilize them against their will, even put them in concentration gulags, which if you read the book by Black about the history of eugenics in the United States, where they forcibly sterilized thousands of young women against their will. And they use the same argument. Well, now we look back on it and we say, oh, this was an atrocity in American history that we allowed public health officials to put these people in gulags. And in fact, there was a very well-known ophthalmologist who said anyone who wears glasses should be sterilized because we don't want to promote blindness in the United States. Now, this is a matter of record. He even submitted a bill to the New York State Legislature to have it where people with glasses would be forcibly sterilized. Now, this is where this insanity can lead. Well, with that parallel in mind, here we come with a vaccine policy that is just as dangerous or more dangerous, that's destroying brains, destroying immune systems, and we're saying, oh, it's a public health emergency that these people be vaccinated. Now, these cheerleaders that you're talking about, these physicians who just get livid over this and wild-eyed, they're the people who are listening to this propaganda. They are listening to propaganda that says, oh, we're going to return to the days of mass death from measles if we don't mass vaccinate people and forcibly. Well, if you look back before we had a measles vaccine, which I grew up under those days, I didn't have anybody in any of my classes die from measles. All of us got the measles. I don't remember anybody in town who had children that died from the measles.
By the way, I've got three children. None of them ever vaccinated, and they've all had the measles, and it was no big deal.
Well, it's not saying that there weren't children who died from the measles. They were immune suppressed or sick from other diseases like leukemia, and they will die. But this whole idea that we've got to massively vaccinate, are we going to return to those days? Well, the days they're talking about are in the 1800s and 1700s. They're not talking about in modern times when there was sanitation and better food. That's what caused the drastic fall in these diseases and the low mortality rate. If you look at the mortality of diseases for which there's no vaccine in the United States, it had the lowest death rate and complication rate anywhere in the world.
Well, doctor, what about this? I mean, I see articles all the time. I saw one in CBS News just a few weeks ago. Again, every year where they're giving these polio vaccines all over the world, and it's causing Basically, it's like it's weaponized, super deadly polio. And now I've got a report right here. The main cause globally now of polio is the vaccine.
Yeah, they even named it vaccine-mediated polio because the World Health Organization admitted it was being caused by the vaccine. Now, the interesting thing was, in the United States, we recognize that the live polio vaccine was the only cause of polio in the United States after the 1960s. Every case was caused by the vaccine. So they outlawed it. You could only use the killed vaccine in the United States. So the drug companies took the live virus polio vaccine and brought it to the third world and started mass vaccinating them, knowing it was going to cause epidemics of polio. Well, then there's an article in the World Health Journal which says, well, yes, we did create an epidemic of this special vaccine called polio, but now that we've triggered it, we have to double our efforts at vaccination. This shows the insanity of these people.
But as you said, they are coming down with both feet with their propaganda right now out of desperation. I see it backfiring, Dr. Blaylock. We're about to go to break, but briefly, what are you seeing out there in the public?
Well, the public is a lot wiser than the medical profession overall itself, particularly the pediatrician. They understand what's happening. Because like you say, they read these stories, they talk to their friends and say, my child was perfectly normal and doing really well, was vaccinated. 2 days later, they end up with seizures that are uncontrollable or neurological deterioration. So, you know, any rational mind, when you're looking at cases all over the world, everybody's having the same experience. It's that close association. Only an idiot would deny it.
Only an idiot or somebody in denial because they've been shooting kids up and don't want to admit it. We'll be back with Dr. Blaylock. We'll give you his website, too. There is nothing more frustrating, nothing that makes me more angry than knowing that the bisphenol A, the fluoride, the shots is hurting people. I mean, the U.S. number one in obesity, number one in cancer, just number one right down the line. And we're the main beneficiaries of this medical mafia. Going back to Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, retired brain surgeon, neurologist. We've only got this short segment, one more little segment with you, Dr. Blaylock, and there's so much obviously to talk about, but anything else you think you should add on vaccines before we get some into fluoride?
Well, the really frightening thing about the vaccines is that these people know that they're endangered, so they're trying to push mandated vaccines in the states. That means you have no choice whatsoever. Well, a lot of the states that have mandated vaccines like HPV, the Gardasil, there's a lot of options opting out that's allowed. Well, there's some articles recently in JAMA, the Journal of the AMA, which said we ought to get rid of the ability for these parents to opt out and these children should be forcibly vaccinated. Well, they know that if they have to debate this, they're going to lose. So they want to go to legislatures and judges, have this mandated so you have no choice. They'll take your child away and forcibly vaccinate them. And then when the child is destroyed neurologically, they'll give them back to you and say, now, take care of the child. We don't think it had anything to do with the vaccine. Well, this is happening thousands of times, tens of thousands of times.
And listen, I was talking to this nurse and others. A lot of times when they make you get it and then now you're in a wheelchair, they don't even want to see you. It's like you don't even exist. They take no responsibility.
Exactly. And the doctors say there's no way that could be connected to the vaccine when there's a very good mechanism. You can do this in experimental animals. You vaccinate them with the same thing that's used as a immune adjuvant in the vaccine. You'll produce neurological injury. You'll produce paralysis.
Briefly, from your research and others, what on average is happening in the brain? Because you always hear it's when they give them the double, the triple. One reporter I was talking to, they said, oh, your child's behind. We'll give them six shots, nine different viruses. And it was that night convulsions and for 4 years, you know, screwed up guts, everything.
Well, it is absolutely proven. If you massively stimulate the immune system systemically, that is by a vaccine, it will massively activate the brain's special immune system, which is governed by microglia cells. And these pour out excitotoxins into the brain, as well as inflammatory cytokines, for months, even years. And that's what's producing the damage and the death in these children. Well, this has been done experimentally in animals and thousands of laboratories all over the country. This is a very hot topic. Yet we ignore this research that shows that if you do this, you're going to get this damage and that the brain is highly vulnerable at this age. We just totally ignore it. And I parallel it to, well, what if you say it's important that people take their hypertensive medications, so we should make it where we don't tell them that there's complications to these medications because that might scare them away from taking the medicine. So we can start lying about side effects of drugs and everything else that has to do with surgery or anything else. We just won't tell people that things can happen. And that's exactly what they're doing with vaccine. They all admit these complications occur, but they say, well, if the public finds out, they'll be afraid to get the vaccine, and then we won't be able to.
Yeah, so they claim it's this trade-off, but then we know it's reducing immunity. We know it's not even protecting people in most cases, so it's a fraud when you break it down. We're about to go to break with just 5 more minutes with you, but looking at autoimmune responses, wasn't it the swine flu that killed tens of millions? It was an over-autoimmune response in the lungs that actually killed people. I mean, it's well known that a regular virus a lot of times kills you from the autoimmune response, correct, doctor?
Well, your body's overreaction to the vaccine, absolutely, and to the virus. But you see, this goes to an informed consent issue. Patients and families are being denied informed
consent. Exactly. Stay there. Back in 1 minute.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, if you just tuned in, Dr. Blaylock, I was breaking down the fact that it's on the inserts of these vaccines. The doctors and people that tell you, oh, there's no mercury in there, or this doesn't cause neurological disorders, they know full well it's on the stinking insert. Instead, what the big companies do, or when you go to the pharmacy, is they have fact sheets that aren't the actual sheet. It's a bunch of propaganda. And they go, oh, everything's fine, honey. And it's because these cold-blooded companies want to make money and more. They want to set the precedent to basically carry out eugenics. In the 4 minutes we've got left with Dr. Blaylock, and we're coming back with your calls and a bunch of big news here on this Wednesday edition. You'd sent us a note, and we always appreciate being updated. We posted an article at Infowars.com titled Fluoride Linked to Number One Cause of Death in New Research, that being heart attacks right ahead of cancer. We know it's linked to cancer, too. That's been admitted. And then you explained a subtlety in the article, the specific connection of fluoride to plaques in the arteries and where the author may have misunderstood the scientific research. Dr. Blaylock, break that down for us.
Yeah, the article was misinterpreted. This is an area of research in which you're trying to find ways to scan people to see how much calcification they have in their coronary arteries, because we know that's strongly correlated to death from heart attack. So they found that you can radio label fluoride, now where you put a radioactive tag on the fluoride, inject it in the person, and it'll accumulate in these calcified plaques, and so you can see them. So it's not that the fluoride by this study was causing the plaque or causing the calcification. It's just a way to diagnostically look at it. Now, taking it further, looking at the research that really connects the two, what we see is that fluoride avidly attaches to calcium and cells that make calcium. So when you look at fluorosis, for instance, the spine will become so calcified, so many bone spurs on it, it'll crush the spinal cord, and a person can become paraplegic. Ligaments in the neck will become calcified and produce quadriplegia. And according to the literature, only fluoride overdosing can produce this condition.
And they've known this for a long, long time. This is one of the oldest studies, the things I've seen out there. So it basically creates just a sludge in the body. And I guess to simplify it, collects the calcium and things and allows it to bond together.
Right. The fluoride will bond to the calcium plaque. Well, fluoride is a highly reactive metal. And the studies have shown when it binds to that calcium plaque, it produces high levels of free radical damage to the vessel wall, Well, that's what produces atherosclerosis. So basically what they're showing is that if you're ingesting fluoride, it accumulates in the calcium, and that makes the calcium infinitely more harmful and makes the atherosclerosis progress much more rapidly and extensively. This has been shown in the brain. Any calcification in the brain, for instance, pineal gland, accumulates fluoride. They've examined pineal glands in humans and found that the levels of fluoride were 10,000 parts per million, an enormous level of fluoride. There's also a connection to excitotoxicity. We know that excitotoxicity is occurring in the walls of these blood vessels, these heart arteries, and that produces calcification. Then the fluoride combines with the calcium and worsens the excitotoxicity. I serve on the editorial board of the journal Fluoride, which is the only journal that deals with fluoride research in the world. It's the fluoride, the International Fluoride Research Society.
I tell you what, Dr. Blaylock, we were intending to have you go right now, but you've got to come back. I want you to finish this thought for just 2 minutes on the other side, and then we'll also, for the full audience, give people the websites, BlaylockWellnessCenter.com, invaluable information, BlaylockWellnessCenter.com, and RussellBlaylockMD.com. But I want you to be able to finish this thought, because this really is a true public service announcement. The system has known forever that fluoride calcifies in the bones, the joints, the arteries, everywhere.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I know everybody's covering the attempts by Congress, and it's really part of an international treaty. They want to get our laws lined up with it. I know everybody's covering the SOPA Act and everything, and it's because everybody is covering it that I've only spent probably 45 minutes of the show on it today. It's very important, but our audience knows about the attempts at censorship. You understand what's going on. I'm going to give you my perspective on the big picture of where this censorship is going and what the establishment's going to try to do in the future and ways to combat that. I first want to go to Greg, Ed, Michael, Nate, and Scott, and others that are patiently holding. But I've held Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, retired brain surgeon, neurologist, and of course, author and researcher, over because he brought up some information dealing with the direct connection with heart disease, all sorts of degenerative diseases of the spine and bones and hips and cartilage with fluoride that's added to the water, the pineal gland. But then while he was talking, they ran in here with a new article that just went up on Infowars.com. And I read this during the break, and he's going to comment on this before he leaves as well, because it's exactly what he was saying 30 minutes ago, when he first joined us. AMA, American Medical Journal, that's the big one, make participation in vaccine trials mandatory. And it's got the link. I didn't just believe Paul Watson's headline. I went and, he's one of our great writers, but I went and clicked on it. It's titled, Should Participation in Vaccine Clinical Trials Be Mandated? We're talking about the AIDS vaccine, all of it. And they say in here, the public does not trust them anymore, and so let's just make them take it. Well, yeah, because we've gone from 1 in 25,000 with autism to 1 in 68, because neurological disorders are off the charts, and you've got direct graphs of whoever takes the most vaccines in a country has the highest rates of all these problems. And we're talking about pancreas cancer. We're talking about heart disease, brain problems, neurological disorders. I mean, this is a plague. I know I'm ranting, Dr. Blaylock, but every time I get you on, it just there's so many points. This is a Armageddon. This is a Holocaust going on. And as you said during the break we were talking, they are scared to death. This validates. Let's cover this first and then briefly get into the fluoride and heart disease situation. But, I mean, this is a big deal. This is exactly what you were just saying.
Yes, it's terrifying, and the public should be terrified, because this is sort of a national socialist idea that Hitler ran his regime under, is that people are cattle. We're the elite. We're the intelligent. And you just have to do what we tell you and trust us. And if you don't trust us, we'll make you do it. Well, that was the eugenicist idea. That's how they ran the eugenics program. And now, historically, we look back and we say, well, thousands of people were ruined. And we were wrong. Well, that's why you don't give elitists that much power. And these people are saying, well, parents are stupid. Doctors that disagree are stupid. The researchers that disagree are stupid. And we just have to make them do it against their will. We'll take their children away and we'll give them non-vaccines. And, you know, 10 years from now, when all of this is proven, they'll say, well, we just didn't know at the time. Well, that doesn't do 10 million, 20 million people any good because their children were destroyed. Their lives were destroyed. It costs this nation hundreds of billions of dollars in health care that they come back and say, well, we made a mistake. That's why you don't allow them to force people to do things. When I was treating patients, I didn't force them to have surgery that I thought they should have. That was their decision. I didn't force them to take medications they didn't want to take. I just told them what I knew to be the possible facts, and they figured it out. That's why we are individuals in this country, and we have freedom. We don't have elites that dictate to us that we're going to follow their plan. And
that leads us into another area, as you said here 2 years ago, and they said it could never happen. It's law. We now see physicians quitting in droves, going bankrupt. They're being told what treatments they can give people. We're seeing them now saying, well, if somebody's got a low IQ and they're 10 years old, they don't get that kidney transplant, even though we've got it. We see Bill Gates saying, yeah, don't give an old lady treatment, hire 10 teachers. They're now admitting death panels. They're now admitting government control of medicine.
Well, when I analyzed the Obama health care bill when it first came out, I told people every bit of this. And all the naysayers, oh, that's not what they mean. Well, now it's obvious it is what they mean. It's obvious it's in these bills. It's obvious physicians are not going to have any choice about treatment. They're going to be told what to do. If they don't do it, they're going to take their license away. And I'll tell you what's coming is a federal medical license. So they're going to take it away from states. You will get a federal medical license. If you don't do what they say, you cannot practice anywhere in the United States.
Wow, it is just tyranny at Mach 10 at every level. In closing, BlaylockWellnessCenter.com, RussellBlaylockMD.com, two different sites, incredible information, invaluable. You want the real research from a real expert. These are the sites on so many issues. In closing, fluoride and its connection to heart disease and other ailments.
Well, one thing they know, fluoride is highly reactive with aluminum. It forms an aluminum fluoride complex that is powerfully brain damaging and powerfully aggravates atherosclerosis. And it does so at 0.5 parts per million. That's half of what's in the water. They also put aluminum in all drinking water. So you have aluminum fluoride in your water, and we have all the people in 75% of the country drinking aluminum fluoride every day. And our research says it is a powerful brain toxin and is strongly linked to atherosclerosis. So you can look at this research yourself. It's extensive.
And we wonder why we lead the world now in neurological disorders and heart disease. And you said before the break, for those that just joined us, it binds with the calcium and just clogs the arteries up.
Yeah, it's highly reactive. It's producing a combination that produces intense free radical generation, lipid peroxidation, which is what causes the artery to close off and kills you in a heart attack or stroke. So we know that.
And their answer is, I'm sure you've seen this in the news, put statins in the water, make five-year-olds take statin pills, and now they're talking about lithium in the water so the troops don't commit suicide. I mean, it's like we woke up in the Twilight Zone, doctor.
Well, once you legitimize putting fluoride in the water to prevent cavities, that opened it up to every drug. So now we can put tranquilizers, we can put mind-altering drugs, we can put everything into the water supply. I can't prescribe a statin drug without explaining all the complications. Well, if you put it in a water supply, how are you going to explain the complications to everybody who drinks their water?
And that's another subject, what statins do to the brain. We'll have to have you back up again. BlaylockWellnessCenter.com, RussellBlaylockMD.com. God bless you, Doc. Great job. And you got to feel vindicated because I know you've been criticized nationally, and just everything you keep talking about is just being verified. I have Sky News. That's Fox out of England with the headline that, top scientists now recognize that the flu vaccine's actually hurting people. I mean, it's all coming out. I wonder what's going to happen to all the pushers of this who knew this. We know from the documents, the CDC and others, when it all comes out. I mean, I think they should be held responsible.
Oh, they should be in prison. I mean, they've destroyed the lives of tens of millions of people. They should pay for it with criminal penalties.
I got one more question, because I never asked you this. How did you start to wake up to all this stuff?
Well, I was like most physicians, say, 30 years ago. I believed all this stuff. I thought vaccines were safe. But I was very interested in nutrition. The more I dug into it, the more I got into the actual mechanism of disease and learned the very intimate molecular biology of disease, I discovered all these things. And I know how vaccines work. I know what they do to the brain. I know about how the brain is formed, what effects a constant immune stimulation have on the developing brain, the adult brain, and the link to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. So it just opened up a lot of doors and it clarified these things. Most physicians don't know this. They don't look at this research. So this is new to them. They've never heard of it.
And now they're trying to bring in a new federal dark age where you're not even allowed to look at this, basically. You just do what the federal computer tells you. Dr. Blaylock, talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. That was an amazing interview and powerful. And folks, the Bible says the people perish for lack of knowledge. You need to get this information out to your son, your daughter, who are about to have a child. You need to get it out to your family. You need to get it out to grandma who's drinking that city tap water. You need to get this information out to people. My total desire is not to make money, not to be famous. It's fine to have enough money to be comfortable and not have my car break down and the kids can have new shoes. But on my hierarchy of needs, that's not what's important. My desire, what I'm going for, what makes me tick, is that I'm freaked out by watching our cancer rate go to number one and explode off the chart. And every other degenerative type thing. I mean, we're dying. I mean, this is a holocaust going on right now, a soft kill holocaust. And people call me goody two-shoes or a hero. For a hero? I mean, if I knew my neighbor was about to, you know, do something on their roof and they were going to get electrocuted, I'd tell them. I mean, it's not, folks, it's not heroic. It's normal human instinct. When you're watching all this horrible, it's normal if you see a little kid who gets out the back door or whatever because mom's asleep. They're about to walk out in front of a train to run up and grab them. That's not heroic. That's not special. But Dr. Blaylock says he's a good guy, but only because he'll go up against the pressure and being demonized. But, I mean, I wouldn't say he's a hero. I don't think he would say he's a hero. And the reason I point out that we're not heroes is it's not extraordinary to be informed. It shouldn't be. It's not extraordinary to reach out to people and warn them. It's not extraordinary to learn about science. It's interesting. People are like, oh, that's boring. The public school system makes it boring on purpose. This is on record. So you don't get the bug of creativity and inquisitiveness. It's addicting to become knowledgeable about world systems. It's addicting warning people. And then you learn you have power. You learn that the only thing that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. Okay, I promise. We're going right to your calls. Bam, bam, bam. On the other side, then big news blitz coming up today. Stay with us. The Congress criminals need to know you're aware of their power grab. Go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got a big link. SOPA, battle rages, tell Congress we will not accept censorship. American Medical Journal, make participation in vaccine trials mandatory. I mean, yeah, California is passing laws. They'll shoot your kids up without you knowing. And you know they always pass it in California first as the beta test. Let's go to your calls in this segment, the next. And I've got to get to more of this news. It's just getting crazy. The Iranians are threatening to torpedo U.S. aircraft carriers. I mean, it is just wild how crazy this world's gotten. More European countries are melting down under the bankers. Every time they give the bankers more trillions, they're in more debt to the bankers who they gave the money to. You give the bankers money, and then you're in debt to the bankers because you bailed them out. That's what happens when banksters run your economy. You can't make up this weirdness. Greg in New York, then Ed, Michael, Greg, and Scott. Greg, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Glad to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. My son introduced you, and I'm a first-time caller, and he was telling me about H.R. 3166.
Yes.
Yeah, that worries me completely. I called a senator from New York State here and asked her. Her name is Hillebrand, and her secretary answered the phone and said, can you tell me about this?
Yeah, you need to talk right into your telephone because you were breaking up there. Just talk right into the receiver. You talked to who?
One of the secretaries there from her senator office, and she didn't know nothing about the bill. She's like, I'm sorry, I can't. I know nothing about the bill. You have to contact us, different number, but we know nothing about the bill.
Now you're talking about the bill to basically throw you in prison if you don't pay all your credit card debts that are impossible to pay.
Well, basically, your citizenship being taken away. And I said to her, my citizenship has been taken away, right?
Sir, you said H.R. 3156. There is the act to strip citizens, and it may be of a similar number that they're trying to pass. Yeah, where they say, well, we can secretly arrest citizens if we want, but we can also just strip your citizenship and take you to one of our secret prisons somewhere. That act is also moving through Congress.
Okay, so the other thing is, too, that really bothers me, $1.2 trillion ceiling just been passed, hopefully not today, but they're talking $1.2 trillion in debt on top of what we owe now.
But you've got to understand, the $15.14 trillion is a big chunk of change. But remember, last time I checked, $16 trillion to one Federal Reserve group, tens of trillions more on top of that. It's $27-plus trillion total, and we haven't gotten numbers in over a year, to the bankers in bailouts. Okay, so they're always telling countries about, oh, you've got this big debt, but really that big debt is nothing. The reason we're in debt and they're raising taxes is because we've signed on to the banksters' derivatives garbage Ponzi scam. I appreciate your call. Interesting points. Let's go to Michael in Ohio. Michael, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, let me just tell you something personally first here. If you ever change your style, I'm going to first stop listening to you, and then I'm going to come down there to Texas and beat your butt. You
Well, I can't change my style. I'm an out-of-control redneck that wants to be free.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. We the people rule, and everybody needs to remind themselves of that. Every day when you wake up, remember, we the people rule. Now, Alex, do you have a air raid siren on your soundboard?
You know, we don't have a lot of bells and whistles, but okay. I've always we can come in with that song that has air raid sirens. We should have air raid sirens because this country's under attack, and the criminals in government that work for the foreign banks are trying to henpeck us right now. Government peck us until we roll over to them as their master. I mean, it's like a little snot-nosed chihuahua that's got a big old pit bull that weighs 500 pounds, and the chihuahua has gotten the pit bull to decide to roll over on its back.
I hear you, man. Hey, let me just tell you something. I'm here in Columbus, Ohio, and there's an awakening taking place here. We've got Occupy Wall Street people. We've got Tea Party people that are joining forces to fight these banksters and these corrupt corporate court system.
And that scares the New World Order more than anything.
That's right. And I just want to announce something. That's why I was asking you if you had an air raid siren, because we have a situation here on Friday that we're going to be protesting the federal courthouse in Columbus, Ohio, calling all info forces in Ohio. Be in Columbus at the federal court building. Get on Facebook, Occupy Columbus. Contact us at area code
6- Hold on. I don't know about giving phone numbers out, but I'm going to come back. You can plug where it's going to be and stuff. Okay, Michael, there are your air raid sirens. You sound like a great guy. I just have a radio rule that callers, I don't like them giving numbers out because they can give them out wrong. Listeners can get it wrong. I can get it wrong. And then, you know, somebody gets 200 phone calls. But I'm always happy for people to plug websites. The problem is then everybody lines up to call in just to plug stuff, and then it becomes more like a swap meet show or something. I used to be so lenient years ago. People would call in and say, I got a tractor for sale. And I was like, are you kidding? They're like, yeah. I said, this isn't some Saturday morning swap meet show on your local AM channel. This is syndicated radio. But I'm all about hearing about what you're doing there in your town in Ohio. So why are people protesting at the Federal Reserve / so-called federal building?
Well, absolutely, Alex. We're protesting at the federal building, the federal courthouse, for a number of reasons, mainly the Federal Reserve system being federal. And then the second reason is the federal court system, the U.S. Supreme Court, that handed the decision down, Citizens United, which gives unlimited monetary power to the corporations to donate to their political prostitute of their choice.
That's right. They restrict the individual giving money. But even let foreigners basically fence the money through and do that. So briefly, what time and where is it?
That's right. And I just wanted everybody to remember, too, Columbus, Ohio is the city where the United Nations met. The one time only they met out of New York, they met in Columbus, Ohio. So just keep that in mind. It's the city of the beast. We're going to be meeting, Alex, 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon at the federal courthouse in downtown Columbus.
Okay, great. I got to jump, but I appreciate your call. I'm going to go back to calls here in a moment, but the guys came in during the break and they said, you haven't plugged books, videos, T-shirts, bumper stickers all day. Not only is it how we fund our operation and how we put gas in the tank to fight the globalists, but more importantly, it's a key tool fighting the New World Order itself. We've got bumper sticker packages that are at cost. You're ordering them from us in the Fed stickers, Infowars.com stickers, different variety packs, where you can buy individually at Infowars.com at cost with a citizen rule book. We're also carrying the new, revised, updated, and abridged edition of a book that's been out of print for over a year, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America by Charlotte Iserby, who was, of course, the head of policy, Department of Education, how they're dumbing the youth down by design. And that dovetails with a new DVD, very well-produced film that is tailor-made for anybody who's homeschooling or anybody who's got children in the government training indoctrination centers. It's called Indoctrination, Public Schools, and the Decline of Christianity in America. And even if you're not a Christian, you need to understand they're attacking all basic values and trying to turn your children against you. Very important film, Indoctrination, Public Schools and the Decline of Christianity in America. A family field trip exposes the shocking truth behind your child's public school. Both of those available at Infowars.com. We're also running a 15-day free trial at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll get you there. And at InfoWarsNews.com, you've got all my films. In April, it'll be 9 years of PrisonPlanet.tv material, the higher quality podcast, the video podcast, all the expanded extras, a lot of other films. It's ridiculous what's there. 15-day free trial, or you can get a yearly membership and get 44% off. We're running that till the end of the month, all at PrisonPlanet.tv. And also, if you're not online, you can always call the office and ask about different combos and specials and deals we're running, like the Everything Special that goes to the end of the month. All of my films, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, Martial Law, all four of the Police State films, Truth Rising, all of them for $99.95. That is 70%+ off. And it comes with a citizen rule book and some free bumper stickers as well. Again, Infowars.com. Okay, let's move quick to the calls because I got to get to some more of this news. Ed in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, this is a first. I just ran to the dentist and got a fill-in replaced while I was on hold.
Well, we could just hang up on all the callers and then go back to them later. That might work better, huh?
No, I'm not complaining. I just can't feel my lower lip. I'm not complaining at all.
Well, hey, I think you should complain sometimes. You know, I give the number out and we get a guest on, and I don't hang up on the folks that are there when the guest is on. I see it as a way to, you know, keep you on air to make sure we get to talk to you. But I know the network sometimes says I have the biggest long-distance bill of any host because most people just take calls as they come in. It's like, we have a guest, but the guest is going to hold. Ron Paul is going to hold. We have a caller we've got to go to here. But I guess my problem is, well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just about relocating. I live 40 miles north of Pittsburgh, a little town called Apollo. And remember, it's where Obama said them people, they clutched their Bibles and their guns out there. You
bitter
know?
Clingers.
Yeah.
He didn't know he was being recorded. And they were laughing at Christians and gun owners. Oh, we'll get them. We'll get them. Oh, yes.
Well, I'll tell you, at our local news, there's always people chasing off robbers or shooting people. And
listen, I probably see we should have a segment every day on the radio or at least on the nightly news where people defend themselves. We know it's 20 something times people frustrate crime for every time a gun gets used in a crime. But I mean, they're just blasting home invaders everywhere. And the corporate media dinosaur always criticizes it. Like, should this old man have shot the armed robbers? Police are looking at arresting him. They're always trying to imply it's wrong because they don't want you to understand that only you can protect yourself. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, at least our local news, they back us up pretty good, and our cops are pretty good still around here.
I know. There's a lot of great police out there. I'm talking about what the police chiefs are trying to push, what the feds want the police to be like.
The land's cheap. The people are good out here. I relocated here 20 years ago from Philadelphia. I got a homestead going now. And if any good patriots want to relocate, that's Apollo, PA, north of 40 miles north of Pittsburgh. They'll notice my Jeep is covered in InfoWars stickers. They can pick me out from the crowd.
So what we need is a gorgeous vixen who loves freedom to come up there and search the town for the InfoWars Jeep. Hmm? All right, buddy. Good to hear from you. Love you. Love those listeners out there. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and go to Scott in Arizona. Scott, welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I just want to get a few things off my chest here. Number one, I know you get upset sometimes. You're not thinking people are waking up, but you're doing a heck of a job. You know, you're waking up more people than you can imagine.
Well, let me just be clear. I know we're waking up a lot of people. You are the listeners that spread the word and plug the website, which we may not have very soon, you know, if they're able to clamp down on free speech. I mean, it's really happening. Obamacare happened. The NDAA happened. Homeland Security sticking their hands down people's pants at highway checkpoints happened. It's all happening. My point is that I can't believe it. We aren't waking up quicker because it's so ridiculous how out of control the government's gotten. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, you got to remember this country wasn't transformed since Obama's been in. It's been going on for decades. So, you know, little things, just little things, one little thing wakes someone up and leads them to where you're at. I mean, you're full of so much information that when you rest that on somebody, they're going, oh my God, you know. But so we got to start them small, which does work. But here's what I wanted to get to. I had a customer in 2009 that had told me she works for the Secret Service here in Arizona, and what she had mentioned to me was generally when they're assigned to one of the candidates, it's usually April of May of the year of the vote, basically. But she said what happened was Obama was assigned Secret Service in 2007. And she said we knew then he was the next president. None of us here liked the man. And the other thing I want to get to is my nephew, who is stationed in San Diego, he says the CEOs keep talking to him about turning their guns on the American citizens, which these guys in the platoons refuse to do so. So my thought, and another thought, I'm sorry I'm spitting this all out. I'm just like you. I got a lot of things on my mind. But what I've noticed is the GOP is definitely afraid of Ron Paul going third party, which means the Ron Paul supporters in this country, we have more power than we know. And this is what they're afraid of. It's a lot of the Ron Paul supporters that I've talked to said it's either Ron Paul or no vote at all, which means Obama will get it again. So the fact is the GOP needs to come to our side and realize this, that we have...
You're right, but the problem is we've got an article on InfoWars.com today, Bain Capital, the Drudge Report's also got a story on it. Bain Capital, its top guy has gone to work for Obama. I mean, look at Huntsman, who worked with Obama. You know, that's the problem. Obama is terrible, but he's a puppet. And Mitt Romney is a puppet. But when Mitt Romney gets in, you watch so many libertarians and conservatives will give in to it. Because, oh, he's got an R before his name, and let's face it, not that they're really racist, it's just that, you know, he's a white guy and he looks like a Ken doll, so, you know, he talks like a fatherly person, it must be okay. In fact, we have that Mitt Romney video comparing him to Hitler, because you have to be able to read the German. I'll actually read the subtitle of what Hitler's saying to break it down. But the issue is, will they totally go to sleep once Mitt Romney gets in? And I think he's a ringer. I think it will be Obama if Mitt Romney is the... But again, things don't always go the way they wanted. I talked to high-level Republican operatives who told me, you know, 2-3 years ago, you watch the front runner, they're going to compare him to Reagan, is going to be Rick Perry. And he went to front runner, they compared him to Reagan, he couldn't lose. But people aren't playing the old ball game. They kind of woke up. What, he went to Bilderberg? He supports forced inoculation? He supported Napa Superhighway. You know, he does all this. Well, we don't like him. And so then they woke up to Newt Gingrich being bad. I saw Sarah Palin endorse Newt Gingrich today. I mean, if that doesn't discredit her forever. I mean, listen, folks, Newt Gingrich, carbon taxes, open borders. I mean, the list goes on and on. So it's super bad news. And I hear you, and I appreciate your point. I really hear what you're saying. I have told Ron Paul on and off air that I think he should run third party. He understands, though, that if that causes Obama to get in, they will forever demonize Campaign for Liberty. They will and say they did that. But my issue is it's all coming to a head right now anyways. And, yeah, they've got an electoral strategy to get Ron Paul-type libertarians elected everywhere as Republicans across the country. And it's starting to happen. They're sending quite a few new people to Congress, and it's building. And Ron Paul's there kind of hitting the barbed wire for everybody. Win, lose, or draw, we win. And he knows that, and he said that. Now, I've explained to you the private strategy years ago. Now Ron Paul's public about it. People understand that. And it's just that if they lock him out with fraud in Florida and other states, they will say the presumptive guy is Mitt Romney. Even though Ron Paul has gained in the last week another 5 points in several national polls. I mean, he's gaining on Romney. And as people learn about Romney, it's over for him. It's over. So right now, in the next month or two, we've got a turbocharge to push Ron Paul right up beneath Romney, despite all their statements that he can't win. He's in second place and gaining in the horse race. And again, that shows how discredited the corporate dinosaur prostitute media is. And I'm telling you, if Ron Paul ran third party, clearly as a way to educate people and to really go after Democrats as well, it would pull from both. I in my gut know it's the right thing to do. He probably won't do it just because he's got the Campaign for Liberty strategy to get people elected through the system, which is a great strategy. And Ron Paul probably won't run third party, folks. I say all in because, you know, we need to continue shoving Ron Paul out there in front of everybody, because then people see the alternative and it pulls the curtain back on the Wizard of Oz. It's a game changer because the system is so ridiculously corrupt. Just calling them, just getting on the field, they fold. And all Hades is about to break loose. Ron Paul is surging because everything he's talked about is coming true. Wait till it all comes true. They're going to have to shut the web down and arrest Alex Jones when if they go forward with this new world order, because my credibility will be so high, I'm going to be the biggest thing in this country, folks. You think Ron Paul's big? After Ron Paul, who is there? Alex Jones? Rand Paul? Andrew Napolitano? Got a nice show on Fox Business, about 100,000 viewers. We got 15 million, folks. We got one YouTube channel with about 3 million viewers a week. I can go shoot a video right now and a million people will watch it. I got 15 million viewers a week. I mean, we're the big dog in town, folks, and the system knows that. They're not going to let us operate if this goes forward. This is serious. They won't let us operate because we're cleaning their clock. Let's go to this Mitt Romney clip. Here it is. This is a vote for Mitt Romney's a vote for the New World Order, and here it is.
How late it is.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal.
Let's start that over and let's skip the break. Let's start that clip over because it doesn't make sense without the intro on it. We're going to recue. We're going to skip this network break here. This information is too important. This exposes Mitt Romney, and it's up on the YouTube channel. We got it uploaded 3 times, and because the others were errors, but it's up there now on the YouTube channel. It's not on the front page of InfoWars. That's been a dead video since yesterday in the featured video area. But here's the video. We're going to get it out one way or the other. This is a vote for Mitt Romney is a vote for the New World Order, and it's got Hitler in it, and I'm going to read over the German subtitles here that are in English. Here it is.
Do you understand how dark it is? How far down the line we are? How late it is?
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I have since the time that my mom took that position when she ran in 1970 as a U.S. Senate candidate. I believe that since Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it. And I sustain
that law. Let's start it over again. Great job, guys. Again, this is Mitt Romney, and you can find him voting on the bills, supporting government paid for abortion. I mean, he might as well be the director of Planned Parenthood. This is the fruits of the tree. And, you know, he's got rotten demonic apples hanging off of him. And now he says, oh, I'm all for the unborn. I want to get rid of Roe v. Wade. And whether you're for it or against it, he's a liar just like Obama. He's a liar. Now he's against open borders. That guy's totally for amnesty. Carbon taxes, abortion, gun control. I mean, he is a stinking New World Order piece of trash. By the way, he admits he pays 15% taxes. You know, I pay just federal, well, if you count it all together, about 40%. But see, the big rich guys, they've gotten all the laws written where they're pretty much exempt. You know, Google and General Motors and all them, they pay zero. And they get taxpayer money. General Motors. So let's go back to this bobblehead that conservatives in a poll I saw a few days ago, Rasmussen, they think he's the one who represents them. This is the big conservative for them. And they said Ron Paul isn't the conservative. I mean, that's like saying George Washington isn't the conservative. They want to elect Mao Zedong because he is. I mean, this is the mindlessness of the mainline drooling conservative who listens to talk radio owned by Bain Capital, most of the big host, who will not tell you about Mitt Romney if their life depended on it, because he owns them. Let's go ahead and go to the clip.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I have since the time that my mom took that position when she ran in 1970 as a U.S. Senate candidate. I believe that since Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it. And I sustain and support that law and the right of a woman to make that choice.
But I believe the world is getting warmer. I can't prove that, but I believe, based on what I read, that the world is getting warmer.
Hit pause. No, you want carbon taxes because big hedge funds are all supporting it because you get to rob people at every level and pay it into your coffers in a global tax, a global consumption tax. I mean, right here in Austin, they said your power rate's going up 80% on average. It's for the earth. Of course, it goes to direct cartels that use government to shut down their competition, but they just get up and wave a magic wand and say, for the earth, and the hippies and all the trendies just fall down and say, gang rapists. And the majority of Austinites say, hey, we don't want this. And the city just says, hey, we have electronic fraud. I've proven it at the state level, state certification level. They said, there's fraud, but elections go forward. I'm just totally ruled in this town by a bunch of scum. And that little scumbag Mitt Romney is going to sit up there. And, you know, where's the Mormon church decrying him on his abortion loving? I mean, you know, I don't get up here and bash Mormons or other affiliated, you know, Christian groups or whatever. But, I mean, the Mormons say they're against abortion. Well, you need to decry this little devil then. Oh, but now he says he's against abortion. I tell you, there's no end to it. Let's go back to him.
Number two, I believe that humans contribute to that.
Governor Romney, as president, would you have signed the National Defense Act as written?
Yes, I would have, and I do believe that it's appropriate to have in our nation the capacity to detain people who are threats to this country, who are members of Al-Qaeda.
All right, stop right there. This is so important. Back up to the beginning of the global warming part again, please. Notice, because in the full clip he's asked, well, you support carbon taxes and all this. And he says, well, I think the world's getting warmer. And I do think humans are doing it. So you just go ahead and pay me, Mr. Big Banker, that money. And it's just all a big, sick joke. And again, how do you get conservatives to elect an abortion-loving, open-border-promoting, carbon-taxing, Obamacare-writing, sniveling weirdo? You know, there's lots of people that look like a nice pastor who've got dead bodies in the basement. You know, that's so many women get in the car with guys that look like Mitt Romney because he's clean cut in a suit. And just like Obama, you get in the car with another lying sack of garbage. And I don't want to hear any so-called Republican conservatives ever criticize Obama bot idiots. Obama, Obama. Oh, thank you, President. I'm going to have free cars and housing and everything. My problems are all solved. Did your problems get solved? Did the government take good care of you? Did he deliver everything you want? And it goes into a Hitler clip that's similar to basically what Romney's saying. She's like, I want to be able to detain terrorists. No, this is citizens indefinitely. Forever with no charges, and no one knows where you went. But let's go back to the clips here. This is Mitt Romney. Here it is.
But I believe the world is getting warmer. I can't prove that, but I believe, based on what I read, that the world is getting warmer. And number two, I believe that humans contribute to that.
Governor Romney, as president, would you have signed the National Defense Act as written?
Yes, I would have, and I do believe that it's appropriate.
It's appropriate. I'm real manly.
In our nation, the capacity to detain people who are threats to this country, who are members of Al-Qaeda.
Now, here's Hitler. Hitler, so will I and so will we all, Hitler, toil and work for the resurrection of the German nation. He'll fix it. People of Germany, give us 4 years, and I swear that as I took office, so I will leave it. I did it not for reward. I did it for you. Here's Mitt Romney.
Internationally, President Obama has adopted an appeasement strategy. He believes that America's role as leader in the world is a thing of the past.
No, he's warmongering everywhere.
Strong America must and will lead the future. He doesn't see the need for overwhelming American military superiority. I will insist on a military so powerful, no one would ever think of challenging it.
There's like this weird...
So this is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
There's like this weird thing with American men and others around the world where they think a big military is like part of their power. They're like, we need the biggest military. This isn't your military. This military works for the foreign banks that robbed and took this country by fraud and force. I mean, they're publicly now telling you what I told you more than a decade ago. They're training the entire military to wage war on you, Bubba Jack. The targets they're shooting are wearing John Deere hats, literally. And you better get that through your brain real quick. I can show you the New York Times, where they're training to take on disgruntled vets and training Jugend groups to do it, youth groups, national security forces, telescreens going up everywhere saying spy on your neighbors. Literally. All over the U.S. It's not just in Chicago or New York. They're putting in body scanners on the streets. Mobile trucks. I read you that earlier. I mean, it's all coming. And let me tell you something. In the future, if we don't stand up to this now, they're going to get the sheep to go along with this. And when they pull you over and want to take your child away and grab their genitals in front of you as an act of domination and put them in a microwave oven and do all the things they do, they're going to drag you off to a camp and beat the snot out of you if you don't go along with them. I mean, they really want to have... I've studied the globalists. They say they want a hardcore Soviet Red Terror-style re-education in America. I mean, they want to have Americans down and pulling your teeth out. That's why all the TV shows, you know, is the good guy tortures people. And meanwhile, the Army bases, Army's own report, they're raping kids in front of their parents, murdering people. I mean, America has been taken over by pit goblins directly out of Hades itself. But we're going to be led by a Ken doll, Ken doll Obama, Ken doll Mitt Romney.